Check, check, 1, 2. Is this mic working? Of course it is, dummy. You're the one that set it up. All right. We're going to try to do some quad stops for you. Notice I said try. I can't play them very well, not anymore. But I usually play these on the regular tuned violin, fiddle. And I usually play them up in third position because it gives me more room to move around. If I wanted to go back to first position, I could hit them there too. But to be frank with you, there ain't nobody plays these things. You don't hear them. I mean, at least I don't. I don't hear them played anywhere. But they're nice, fun things that you can play. You know, hit me a quad stop. Okay, here it goes. Boom. But nobody plays them. They're just fun. Let me see. Excuse me. I'm cross-tuned right now. I'm cross-tuned to, let me see, D, A, D, A. Yeah, that's what I'm cross-tuned right now. And I don't know crap about this cross-tuning stuff. I was trying to make a cross-tuning tune, but I don't cross-tune that much. So this is new to me, too. Let's see. Cross-tuning. I mean... Here we go. Wish me luck. Nope. Nope. The other thing is that you're going to have to be really in tune for these things to work, because if you hit them out of tune, you're going to know it. Didn't I tell you they were hard? Here we go. Nope. Yep. The best place to use these things is at the end of your riff or coming out of a bluegrass tune or a western tune or something like that, is that you just use them. Ba-da-doodle-da-doodle-dum, bam, that's where you hit it. Doodle-da-doodle-da-doodle-dum, bam, like that, you know. Western swing tune, pump, dump, da-da-doodle-da-doodle-da-doodle-dum, bam, stuff like that, you know, because... If you try to use them in the middle of the tune, I mean, you can use them in the middle of the tune, I guess so. I mean, if you want to, you can use them in the middle of the tune if you want to. Just, you know, the band's grooving and stuff like that, end of a phrase, bam, bam, stuff like that, you know. That's pretty much it, I think. You know, so, like I said, I use them in regular tuning in the third position because it gives me more leeway to come back into the first position and play some more. But like I said, also, there ain't nobody that plays them. Nobody. I haven't heard a recording anytime. I've listened to a lot of music, but I mean, I'm sure there's some obscure fiddle player out there, someone, somewhere, that's using this kind of stuff. But I haven't heard him. But anyway, here, let me try it again. Here we go. Let me talk a little bit about my bridge. Now, my bridge is, you know, maybe or maybe not be a little bit different than yours. The whole the reason I'm able to hit double stops, triple stops, and quad stops is because I have my bridge flattened a little bit. If I didn't have my bridge flattened, you know, double stops I'd be able to hit. Triple stops, maybe. Quad stops, not likely. I mean, because you know, unless you're a classical violinist who's been playing 50,000 years, you ain't going to be able to do this stuff. I mean, because I have my my bridge flattened where I took out, I took down the D and the A and the E. I just took those strings down. I left the G alone. But I just, and I have my strings lower than probably you do. And I have my nut lowered too, so that I could hit a lot of stuff. But anyway, I just have it flattened out a little bit. You know, like Warren Blair and Carl Nelson does. You know, they've been playing for 50,000 years. But I just have my bridge flattened. Let me go over it one more time. Now, like I said, the bow is, you know, for me anyway, is pretty taut. I find these things closer to hit to the frog. I had to interject that because I said nut. Ah. String or damage in your fiddle or nothing like that. And I'll, you know, said. Here we go. Another thing about, I already think I said it, but if you don't have your fingers in the right place, the quad stop is going to sound really, really bad. Even a triple stop, I find, you know, even in third position, you're going to have to get your fingers really, really close. If you don't have it when you play them, it's going to sound really, really bad. Really bad. So you're going to have to make sure your intonation is correct. I mean, your tuning. Make sure your tuning is correct. I mean, on everything, you have to make sure your tuning is correct, right? Is that on, especially on the triple stops, you're going to have to make sure your tuning is really, really close, and you have to make sure that your fingering is really, really close, all right? Make sure your tuning is good. All right, I'll see you.